Son.
Y'all going to hell.
Nah, y'all going first because Shorty said I'm pretty. Or it was
all right, they coming, they're coming, bro. You're bugging. <Yo. laughs> Sing out your love. Sing out your love.
I'm not laughing.
Yo, that nigga is not good.
I had food in my mouth. I can't be doing that.
Nigga's an idiot.
I almost choked me.
Hey, Mimi.
Hi.
Oh my god. Y'all can't be doing that while I'm eating this on me.
Bro, it's 11 o'clock.
What does that mean?
That means you need to have time for your digestive system. Ugly. Oh,
papa. Just wait for it. Where's Dashka?
Where?
She's still plugging into the matrix. She is still plugging into the matrix.
Lit on the bus.
She's still plugging in, yeah. Please, let her up. Let her up.
I'm just wet for the bus.
I'm checked this way.
Shorty got a plug in her Mega Man.
A Tupka. We're going to give her a couple of seconds.
There she goes.
Oh! What's up,
B? Medash.
Okay. Hello.
Welcome. Back at it again. Another episode. Polish her back at it again. It's your boy, Bell.
It's your boy, Lit.
And you already know who it is. It's your boy, Kirby. No lie.
And you heard them from the first previous episode.
Uh-huh.
They're back at it again.
Yes, sir.
As you can see, you hear the voices. Introduce yourself.
Once again, this is Mimi, styled by me, owner of Dose of Me. What up?
You.
Hi.
And Dashka is late again.
She'll be back.
Well, as you can see, Dashka's once again in the Matrix. She's fighting for her life. But she'll come back. Well, there's technical difficulties. She just texted me. Can we hear her? As you can see, she's on the mic. But oh, that's crazy.
Dash,
my phone is sucky, bitch.
She needs to unplug her cable.
Me the telephone is on speaker.
Hello. Since she's having technical difficulties, we'll just do it with Mimi till she comes back. So for the... Oh, wow, okay. So, for the topic... it goes like this. How social media affects the generation social life. For example, the way that we mingle... The way that we engage in conversation and the dating scene, How do you think that plays a big part with social media?
Oh, Lord. Who's going first?
Not all at once. Lit, Kirby.
Okay.
Dash is here.
I'm back.
There's on me, the dollar van, let her go.
Okay. I don't think the app likes me.
The dollar van, let her go.
The app don't like me.
So you could introduce yourself.
Okay.
Since she was 50 minutes late. Let me stop playing.
Hey, guys. This is Dashka, aka Dash. And, yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Don't copy me.
So the topic for this episode, because you came in absent, is how social media affects the generation social life. Going from going out on a date, public speaking, and engaging in group conversation among your peers. How do you think social media affects those dynamics?
I think social media affects those dynamics tremendously, because now everybody feels the need to, you know, everything they're doing, you got to post it. Like, or you got to, you know what I'm saying? They want to be like, it's cute and stuff, but some people just post solely for the persona. Like, they want to be seen as couple goals. It's like, you posting, but is your relationship really that good?
It's just
for the clout.
You're trying to trigger
people. Without the Instagram, can y'all hold a conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, talk about it.
So you're pretty much saying, just based on what you just said, so individuals that post when they go out and everything, like in the relationship-wise, they tend to have undercover issues.
Not all, but some. Because some people solely prove, like, to post their significant other just to prove that they're in a relationship. Like, you ever see those guys? Like, there's a difference when you post your girl, like, right? It's like, oh, that's my girlfriend. But they all, oh my gosh, she's so fine. Every single 5 seconds. Who are you trying to prove that to? Yourself or us?
It's annoying for us single people.
That's what I want to know. I mean, I don't care. I think it's really cute when I see people, like, post their relationship and stuff like that.
Here but and there.
Sometimes you can tell it's you posting stuff just to post. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a fan of, like, yeah, I can post, but I need to have some type of privacy in my life. Not everything that's going on with me. If I have a man, like, whatever's going on with me and my man, I got to post on social media. Like, he made me mad. Oh, yeah, I'm single with a lock emoji. Oh. Let's keep them up. SKO Kevin.
Those are attention seekers.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Yeah, I don't think it's all that is necessary. Like, for example, I have a college friend. Like, I was invited to her wedding, and I did not even meet the man until the month before. Like, I'm trying to be on her that type of time. She didn't post any engagement pictures until, like, 2 months before the wedding. So, I don't know. I just feel like people would just be doing the most. And I'm single, so I ain't gonna lie. Low-key, I'd be annoyed. So, like, we get it. Like, everything is my boyfriend this, my boyfriend that. Like, we get it.
But wow. Some people will consider that hiding the relationship, though. How are you feel about that?
That's people that need validation.
Oh, validation. Yeah. That's definitely a thing.
It all depends on the dynamic of your relationship.
I feel like you should definitely, like, if I go on your, like, if you're my man, whatever, like, people should be able to go on your page and at some point be able to know that you do have a relationship. I don't have to be.
Exactly.
I don't have to be in every post, but I don't want people in my business either. So, like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that.
Like people could know that you're in a relationship.
At
the end of the day, it depends on what type of relationship you have. Some
people
going to
try it anyway.
Yeah, some girls feel the need to be posted every weekend. Like, this is 2016 all over again.
Every Monday.
Women crush Wednesday. Women crush Wednesday. Women crush.
Women crush every day.
Shag, women crush every day.
We know.
La gaspiller photo, I couldn't leave. I can't post a photo because I posted it.
So quick question. So you guys think it's imperative for a guy to post his significant other?
No. I don't think it's like imperative, but like I said, I feel like I should be somewhere on that page. Like, if you are in a relationship, I feel like people should know that you're in a relationship somehow. Anyway, either way, whether you're in a relationship or not, there's gonna be people that's still gonna try it and be disrespectful.
Yeah.
But, is he somewhere on your page though?
Of course, he would definitely be on my page. I don't got a he though, but he would be.
So I think, like,
if you go on a date, like, if you don't post your girlfriend too much, right? And you go on a date, yeah, go out to a restaurant and you post her in your story. You're not doing the most, but people know you in a restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love her so much. Yum, yum, yum.
Okay. But he said yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum. Yo. Yo. That, I lost it. Shorty said yum, yum, yum.
It would.
Shorty watched too much Dora. There's just no way. There's just no way.
So I have a question. I'm gonna just speak in general. Y'all could pick who want to talk about. Answer it. So what's the time frame for you to you think it will be appropriate to post your significant other?
Within 24 hours of meeting him.
24 hours.
Wow.
Nah.
Wow.
First of all, do you know what it's like to post somebody and then you get the message, hey girl, I know you don't know me, but this, I didn't know you guys are dating, but he was doing this.
When people do that, by the way, because what's the purpose? What was the reason? Like,
my thing is, that's why you don't post guys early.
Y'all speaking from experience.
No.
Y'all don't think that happens to guys too? Somebody slides up and
be like, oh, I'm sure. That's your problem. But with guys, they don't seem like thoughts till the girls start DMing. Other guys, do you think other guys are going to DM be like, I hate that? No, they're going to talk about it with their boys. Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to DM
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Exactly. Girls would dead ass be in the comments like, oh, y'all cute, but he used to be in my DMs. So I don't know why you like, ugh.
Oh, wow. But I feel like that's embarrassing yourself.
That's because women love Zen.
Mm. Not me. I can't do
some
it.
Some of them are miserable too.
Oh, that's true.
That part.
That's true. Like some girls, like they see that the guy that they was like the guy moved on. Now it's yeah, but he was okay. Then
like,
why
charge it to the game, sis. It's over. Like
clearly, bagalate to up no
meo.
Right. It's just you can handle it.
That's all right.
Be honest. If I was to hear a guy, I'd be like, yo, you're shorty. I was talking to her. That's nice, but I'm with her. I don't care.
That
like,
was before me. So
right. Like, that she was dating.
What you trying to prove here? Like, who cares?
It's not petty. You ain't her DM.
And you still
girl.
Don't have
me. Okay. Period. Period, Junior. Period.
You're not the same.
What you said, Belle?
I said you and her DMs are in her guts. We're not in the same category. In her guts.
Period.
Wow. That's crazy.
He said what he said.
Her abdominal.
In her guts.
He said what he said.
Wait. Natasha Kimate,
but what? You do gotta talk because some guys be talking too. Like if you talk too lightly about your shorty, guys think it's like, oh yeah, I got access. You gotta put a stamp on it for guys not to talk.
Junior, add them.
And sometimes they be lying on like. Sometimes they don't even be messing with the girl.
Yo, yeah.
I don't know if Mimi. I don't know if you can relate to this too, because your girl. You ever had guys lie about messing with you?
Oh my God!
So yeah, like talking like yo, we went on like one date. Listen. Relax.
No, do
I've been in a 2-year relationship that I never knew about.
Left on scene.
Wait, what?
I've been in a 2-year relationship that I was unaware of.
Please elaborate,
bro. I just sometimes you just be hearing stuff. You just be like, when did I do this?
I want to hear the story, Lit.
I want to name drop so bad, but
drop the name.
Fell.
Oh, all right. So Shorty's from Maryland. Her name is Bianca. I'm gonna let it know. I don't care. I don't care. She's saying
no, no, we're so gangster, we.
Hold on. Let me find you.
Pew pew.
I'm not full disclaimer, she's not Haitian, so y'all good. Is she Saint Lucian?
Met boy Instagram.
I found it.
Oh, the Instagram? Yeah. Oh, I'll gladly send you her Instagram.
Yes, yeah,
it's pretty. It's pretty.
Me too.
That. I'm gonna just say it's pretty. That.
Oh, say that.
pretty.
You follow her?
No. I don't follow her. She stalks me. I'm going to send you her full name later. I'm gonna send you her full name later.
Can somebody
Instagram so I can see? Oh yeah, I got you. Once I matter of fact, yeah, I'm gonna send it to you in a few. It's on my other phone. So, I was in a 2-year relationship with her that I never knew about. So, I met this girl at my job, another one. This is before that. I didn't know that they were mutual friends. Yes, I talked to a lot of females. Please leave me.
Wow.
But listen, so I met Shorty. You know, we started vibing. We started talking, and then you know, we started getting close, and then she just started talking about her best friend. I was like, oh, as a joke, I said, oh, I probably know your best friend. We probably dealt with each other already. And then she went to mention me to her best friend.
Well,
little did I know that the best friend was Bianca.
Oh.
And apparently I was in a 2-year relationship with her. Yeah, that's my man. I was just with him last month. He was killing it. Bro, I didn't see Shorty for a whole year.
What?
I was with him. I was with him last month. Yeah. I sat back and I was like, wait, wow. I was in a 2-year relationship that I never knew. So when was the anniversary?
Oh.
That's what I asked.
Yeah, anniversary too?
I was like, when was the anniversary? Because I probably missed it. I forgot to put it in my calendar if that was the case. Bro, like, delusional humans. I'm not even gonna say women because this is everybody. This is men too.
Wait, guys be doing the same thing.
Delusional humans. No. Y'all belong in a mental facility, okay?
Wait.
Double dose on your medication. Because that's not okay. Hold on. I'm about to find the Instagram name.
It'd be the guys that be like, yo, bro, I used to talk to her. And then you ask her.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, she left. She's coming back, I think.
It'd be the worst when you try to talk, when we told her, shorty. You talking to a shorty, and then you realize, I was talking to her.
Monty, the DMs left on scene. We.
You talk to her. She like, I don't know that nigga. Yeah, he was exactly. You seen him though.
That's exactly what I was talking about earlier. A DM that's probably in the requested part of the end. Took him in
right.
And niggas like guys will seriously be like, oh yeah, I was talking to her. Oh yeah, I used to mess with that. Where?
It's the shoes of my body. I love that.
I love that. When guys act like I like, you know, like the girl be sweating them. You know that's not true.
Right. You was in my
now you know that I would never, ever, ever.
Hey, there's some niggas I could tell shorties that do that to you. I just know.
Wow.
Maybe just like talking it out their ass. I'm like, bro, come on.
And then you know it's funny when you hear it from
people. No way for that.
And then like, you I know hear some random, like, but didn't you mess with this person? You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think she's
not even her type. I think like a nigga that's tall, you know, built. This nigga's skinny, short.
And you went Black Air Forces.
Bro, you don't even fit the criteria.
Nice. You don't like the Black Air Forces. Wow.
You don't even fit the criteria, man.
No, and they really be lying for, like, you know, so they could look like they somebody. So now on social media,
it's never that cool.
They're going to think you subbing. You ain't subbing nobody. You in a one-sided relationship.
Right.
Yeah, I think
social media definitely plays a part. Like we're going back to the top. It's like some individuals, they would be so popular on social media and don't be like that in person.
That's what I'm saying. They don't hold no substance.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even talk. I'm like, what's going on? I met this one girl. She was when I was in high school. She was Facebook famous, and this girl was quiet in person. I'm like, wait, you're lying. That's not her. And then I see the picture. I'm like, that's
Radio Red Bull.
Son,
Radio Red Bull. Yeah.
She used to type crazy. I'm like, nah, that's
how it be. Or the guys that be on social media capping. When I see you, that you see the body crazy. They can't even look at you.
Yo, it be.
I'm
like, I literally tweeted that the other day. I was like,
People be dead ass looking at you in your grunge and don't say nothing. Like,
and then when you get home, they DM you. I saw you. Okay. I saw you too.
Yo, I don't care. Good. I don't care if I never met you before. My thing, I'd be all happy as fuck. I'm just giddy like that. I don't know why, but like, if I'm your friend on Facebook and I follow you on Instagram and I recognize you, I'm gonna go up to you and say hi. Like, that's just weird to me. That's just weird to me. If like you literally liking my pictures, you see every story, and then you literally look at me dead in my eyes and just don't say nothing. That's weird.
Exactly. That I think that's so weird. Or like when you get home and they DM you again. Oh, I saw you. Okay.
Even though security.
I hate that I saw okay. you.
Observer.
There's some people I didn't recognize. Like I didn't, because sometimes I can't like. Like, wait, is that her or him? You don't want to look stupid. And then I'll be like, oh my god, I saw you. Like when I go look at their stories, I'm like, next time I'll say hi.
Yeah, but, or some people just give off that vibe. Like, you know, when you see somebody on social media and you meet them in person, they're actually really nice. But some of them, you see them on social media, they act like, oh, you're back up a level.
Yeah, like they should don't say.
They act too famous for the person time.
Like this is Instagram. Like you're like
relax. Y'all don't got no endorsements. Y'all not
like
we're not getting money for this.
You're not a celebrity. You're not even have blue check.
Right.
Come on, right. You're not acting cute for nobody over here. I don't know. Social media impacts people like to the point where they whatever they see on social media, they think that that's what they need or want in a relationship. So then they pursue it and then shit fly all the time.
Wait, did somebody block me?
Okay. Yes,
hey. Yo, Shorty really blocked me, bro.
Give me the name. I'll follow.
What? No.
I'm gonna text it to Curb. Hold on.
The best part is when girls put a criteria for what they want, and you see the niggas that you know that's not the criteria. You see them under the status on Twitter. I'll be weak. 6 feet thread, niggas 5'9". Huh. Really? This is what we doing. I'll be weak, son. That should be killing me. After that,
it gotta be a joke.
You wait. We talking about short humans, lady. would y'all date somebody who's shorter than ya?
First of all, I'm short as they come. I can't date somebody shorter than me. I'm pretty sure almost everyone in here has seen me in person. I am tiny.
I never seen you in person.
I don't think I've seen you.
You said that, Curtis?
I've never seen you in person.
Niggas are so serious.
I mean, I'm 5'4¼", so
I'm five foot and five inches.
I'm told to you, my doctor definitely told me I was 5'4¼", okay?
Yeah, my doctor told me I'm 5'5", so I'm gonna say that 5 inches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, I've definitely liked people who are like the same height as me, but never shorter.
You can't get no shorter than this. Like, come on, we're not about to have no gnomes as kids. I can't.
Wow.
Like, I'm tiny. What? Oh.
We both could be fun size.
If you're shorter than me, you're gonna remind me of my little brother. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. That's
I'm not asking you to be like extremely tall,
right? Because I also don't like them girls who literally won't like will literally say I only like 6 feet and up, and if someone is 5'11", they won't. I'm like, no, okay, you're doing too much. Like
I said that, but I don't. Do...
So people,
right?
Tell me that but
I don't discriminate if they 5'5", 5'4", you know.
Yeah,
but I always say 6 foot.
Girls right, be just be taller two. Than me. Just be taller than me.
You gotta be 6'2" and up. You're 5'2". I don't understand.
But
she's gonna be at their kneecaps.
That's the thing. The girl needs to look like the. A lot of girls want to look up at their mans, not look down. Papi
tit mo yeah. The most attitude.
What's your problem with short people?
They'll be walking tantrums.
They're walking tantrums. Yeah,
that is not true.
No, that's true.
I like that.
No, that's true. I feel like if you're under 5'5", you're just a walking temper tantrum.
I am not. It takes a lot to get me mad.
Majority of the time you see me, I'm laughing or having a good time.
It takes a lot to get me mad.
Okay.
I'm serious.
They would be killing me, son.
I'd be chilling.
Then they'd be like, oh, I'm going to need my guy to have a full beer.
All of these requirements are a little OD nowadays.
Because best believe when you find that fully beer 6-foot guy, he cheats on you, you about to go to Tilepea. Yeah.
Okay.
What's your obsession with beers?
I don't really care, but if
my beer don't connect, beer. So I'll be feeling the type of way. So what's your obsession with beers?
Because
if we know how to take care of our beard, we know how to take care of girls.
Exactly. Like, well moisturized.
Shut up. Nigga tight.
Talk your shit, bro. Shut
up. Nigga know he take care of his hair the same way I take care of my beard, son.
Yeah. They don't care for my hair.
You got nice hair, Curtis.
But okay, Curtis, you have nice hair.
Yeah.
The ladies don't care about my hair. They just say it's...
Mati, because Leo Lima have a content coach about pun. You about pun.
Curtis get a haircut, it's quiet.
I like
Curtis it. Curtis get a haircut, it's quiet. That's it.
Nah, Curtis got good hair, though.
It's already quiet. It's silent.
Okay. To be honest, I like beard. But if a guy doesn't have a beard, it's not like the end of the world.
It's not a big deal.
But if you do have a beard, let's say it doesn't it's not to the level that you want it to be at, but take care of it.
Yeah,
that's what I don't like.
As long as you look decent in the face, I really don't
care. Right, you can brush the beard until it gets connected. It's okay. You look decent in the face. Not let me lie down.
Yeah.
But
I'm pissing on Louis. That's all.
Volume. Wow. I don't know. So that's what I mean. Also, like, social media tells you, oh, guys with beards, dark skin, 6-foot, that's the goal. But is that really what you want?
All of that.
Just because niggas be broke, okay, tells you that, and Justin LaBoy tells you that, that doesn't mean that's what you
want. Right. They swear by these quotes.
Yeah, live by Justin LaBoy like it's the Bible.
TSM.
Which would be funny to me, like, for the most part, but that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and also, like, back to the relations and dating and stuff. Like, people, like, literally be on their phone on dates. I'm like, yo, you can't
stay. Right. I have a perfect story about
that. I hate that.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about
that. And believe
me,
like, I have, like, a million pages that I have, and I'm always on Twitter and all that stuff. But, like, if I'm on a date, I'm off the phone.
Yeah, my phone is on FaceTime. I'm not even looking at the
phone. I put it on mute, so I don't even hear vibrate. Yeah, it's just home training, like.
I can't do that. Like, and if I'm with a girl and I go on a date with you and you on your phone the whole time, make sure you order everything you want, because that's the last one.
Big facts.
Order everything, go all out.
Put premium five, not,
go all out. Just know the good night, that's it. Your number's already deleted. By the good night. Oh, he's so romantic. He made sure, yo, girl, I ain't gonna hold you. I think he's the one. Wait. I'm gonna call him watch.
Whole time you deleted.
Your message cannot be deleted. Talk about
907732. Oh. Can't tell me we're going out. I pick you up. We're going on everything, going to the spot. Your phone is just glued to your hand the whole time. I'm like, sheesh, like, who you texting like this?
Right.
I understand if your phone is, like, in your hand, like, let's say on the way there, but when you get there, it's like, okay, give the phone a break.
You're so Snapchat, you're a selfie.
I do that before.
Nah, but there's a problem with taking a selfie before.
I'm talking about the whole time on the date.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's OD.
Recording the restaurant, taking pictures of the food.
That's, I feel like that's when you're like in the relationship, right? Okay, like, yeah, we're here and I'm just taking pictures and shit, but not no first few days.
First day, first of all, first day, I'm not posting nothing.
Right, like, why?
I'm not posting nothing. The only thing I'm gonna post is my face before I leave.
Yeah, you're not even gonna see me taking the picture.
Where was I? None of your business.
So, avant hier, Dashka, moi, poste un bel selfie là, sous story. Ça, son dit.
I was at the barbecue on Monday.
En tout cas.
Oh, you were? Yeah, I was there.
Okay. Barbecue.
Tout le monde qui t'a dit, là,
yo. L'idée, ou de gagne quelques dates avant ou bien après?
Après ça. Mais je vais dire que tu avais des marques,
oui. En tout cas. Okay.
Ma barbecue.
Et ça, bobo.
Yeah, the barbecue. I'm just chilling.
Because are you related?
So I have a question. Because a lot of I seen on social media saying how this don't really be considered as a date. So if a guy was to take you out on a picnic for the first day, how would you feel?
Oh my god, that's awesome!
It's about presentation. That's
so
it.
Cute. Presentation. If you can set up a nice little picnic.
That's cute.
And stuff like that. That's mad cute. En tout cas.
Like don't put our blanket next to a dumpster or something. You know what I'm saying? Like
let's say I take you on a picnic, right? And then in the basket I pull out
that's effort.
To be honest, I mean I would say like put off this IP though, but
right.
That's too strong for a picnic.
That's a lot of work. You know, it takes time to make sauce and stuff.
Yeah, if you can set up a thing and, like, you know, you have a nice presentation, looking back at the picnic, like, pasati.
Right.
That's fine.
I love.
Like, oh, because some people will take you to a nice restaurant and, like, have no, like, fun.
Yeah.
Like, you could even go to the picnic and we could paint. That's cute.
Right.
They love doing that. They're saying, oh, the guy got to take you out, blah, blah, blah. I feel like that's very cliche. I feel like for a first date, for me, I feel like I want to do something interacting so I can actually see how you want.
Like, I don't know if y'all have that, like a Dave and Buster's type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind like that. And then when it gets serious, you go to more serious places. That's how you.
Because for me, I feel like taking you out and everything, that's me. I feel like me doing that on a road day is like I'm actually trying to solidify, or like you getting a hint that you know you're about to be the one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm not doing that the first day. Like I'm taking you out. I don't care what how girls take it. I'm a bowling.
I love bowling.
Pool, something like that.
Mm-hmm. I like bowling.
Or you know, a nice museum, ice cream date, something like that.
That means social media makes girls have high expectations to the point where they don't want to work up to a relationship. You know what I mean? They expect the steak and calamari on the first date.
You go on vacation. Like, what?
You want to go to Cancun for 3 days on the first date?
It'd be
the low class, excuse my language, cuckoo rats with high expectations.
Not for real. You ain't lying.
They don't even know how to hold the fucking life.
No, real.
That's why I had a bad experience. That's why I don't do dinner as a first date.
Okay, what?
Why? Leg? She's holding the fork as if she's stabbing somebody. Tell me, says I said.
I was raised, they teach you table manners.
You can literally learn anything on YouTube now.
When you go to school in Haiti, they teach you how to eat at a table.
No way.
Wow.
Oh.
Y'a fait écoute toi fait bruit sous plate là ma piton sous table là.
Clink 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 y'a fait rien.
Yo right. Wa fait musique avec moi fait rabot avec table.
Some people really don't know.
And if you don't know, don't act up. You know what I'm saying? You saying you want this, you want that, but do you bring what is like the qualifications for you to be there?
Right. My thing is, yeah, I'm all for the interactive dates because I feel like that makes the person comfortable. Like you end up opening up without like you know, thinking about it. Like
yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, like I think like extreme first dates for me is like mad nerve wracking. You know what I mean? Like the first date, I'm just like mad nervous. And like we were to like a chill first date, I'm like, okay, then we could work it out. This and now I know what type of person you are, and I'm like, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, what is it? Like, I feel like restaurant dates too is just like, you know, you're in this public place, so the way you could express yourself is very limited. You feel me? So it's like you're not exactly. Really, you in public, so probably motre you're this type of way.
What j'ai food season la table?
Food season.
Même je sens qu'elle est battable.
Oh, oui.
But yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you. I chose this date. Okay, I went on a date a couple weeks ago. I really didn't want to go, but I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm just, you know, thinking too much about it. Let me just give the dude a chance. But I really wasn't into him from the beginning, which honestly, if you're not into somebody, just, yeah. Trust your gut. But anyway, I purposely picked the movies because I knew I wouldn't have to talk to him.
Movies.
The movies.
Yeah, you don't have to talk.
You're supposed to let keep the gangster.
I said, let's go to the movies. And then I got to see the movie I wanted for free, you know?
Escorted got movies love. Right?
I was watching the movie. I literally was.
You just said she don't like you.
I was so focused on like my hands were like crossed. I was like nowhere. I was not leaning towards him. Nothing. I was like,
damn.
Yeah. I was like, dang, maybe I shouldn't. But then I already said yes, and I didn't want to, you know, cancel. Like I felt bad.
Said yeah.
Like no, let me try because maybe I'm just holding myself back. You know.
Yeah, you never know.
It wasn't wrong with the dude. I just wasn't, you know, just wasn't feeling it. But yeah, that's why I picked the movies because there was no interaction.
I learned
something new.
Oh.
Good thing I never got that. A girl never told me let's go to the movies. I never heard that.
Right?
Oh, see.
You know what?
You're
a real one though, because your gender is very famous for the. You're gonna hate me. You're gonna hate me.
Uh oh.
You're gonna miss out. Please don't hate me. You're gonna hate
I'm
me.
Sorry.
What happened?
I'm not feeling well. I'm gonna have to reschedule.
Oh, the cancel the date. I had to.
Oh.
Yeah, I just can't.
One time. That's it.
Yeah, and see, and all I think, all I asked for was M&Ms. I didn't make him buy me mad food or nothing. You know, I was nice.
Oh, I have a question. I have two questions, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think, like, and you know how, like, in society, like, back then, right, you take a girl out on a date, you, like, the guys will usually pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think that, like, kind of, like, social media kind of changed that? Because guys would be like, nah, on the first date, you pay for your own food?
Yeah, I don't like that. That's
guys really y'all don't know that guys be doing that.
Who does that?
I be seeing that. I'm
guys,
like, no,
that's
like,
the most
popular
thing I've ever
never like, paid for a first date.
I've never witnessed that, and Zoom witnessed by guys some took it to the store.
But what's the problem? What's the problem?
With what?
With a beautiful
there's no problem with
a beautiful independent woman paying on the first date. What's wrong with that?
Okay, who asked who on a date? There's no problem. Me as a girl, if I go on a date, I always make sure that I have my own money
in case.
Like you try to disrespect me, like God said, you come to disrespect me, I kick you out. Okay, you're like I come with my own money.
always
so
come
just in case, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I can pay for it. I'm not going to go on a date with somebody knowing that I don't have enough money to right. pay for myself.
Just in case. But I will say, even when I initiated it or oh, let's go here or hang out, I still didn't pay for the first date.
I feel like if you ask, like, if the guy asks a girl on a date, that's like me inviting you guys to my house for a barbecue and Bafo can munch him, you know, because I would put a burger. Have a cold dog.
Right. But that makes no sense. But yeah, even when I don't know. It's just always been my thing. Again, I don't know. How old are y'all? Can I ask?
Gomun, 25.
Are you 25?
I'm the same age as Curtis.
Okay, how old are you, Liv?
22.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to be 29, pushing 30. Oh, wow. So I know I don't look it, right?
No, I would have said 22.
Yeah, Dad. But yeah, it's just never. Yeah, that's just never been the case. Even if I ask, no.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like to a girl, if the guy like asks on a date, there's like if you let the girl know in advance, like I want to go on a date, but I don't have the funds to. Okay. Oh.
You know what? Hold on, pause. You should even let me know. I shouldn't even know that.
Yeah, what?
I want them not date. Like, that's some guys will be doing that. That right there.
Hey, you're gonna be. No, that's ugly. That's not cute.
Nah, yeah, that's.
I don't even need to know.
If you can't afford to bring somebody on an expensive date, don't bring it up.
One, it doesn't have to be expensive.
You can improvise and work on your budget.
Yeah, one, it doesn't have to be expensive. Two, I shouldn't even have to know. Like, this dude from New York, first of all, I live in Connecticut. He's in New York. You asked me.
What's the name?
I can't say.
What's the name? What's the name?
But he's a promoter. That's what I'm saying.
He's a promoter.
Is it a well-known promoter? Like, he's in the community?
Probably, but he's older, though. But yeah, anyway, like you from New York, I'm from Connecticut. You asked me on a date. I don't know how and that where in the conversation that translated into you thought I was coming to you. That's one. Two, when I was like, I forgot what happened that day or whatever, but we ended up not meeting. And he mentioned something about his car not working. Yo, I don't even need to know about you. You guys are renting foreigns to go to Miami to be in Miami. Me?
We,
you could, if you really did have a car issue, which I don't care. If you said you're right, if you really wanted to see me and your car was in the shop, that's fine. You could rent one. You don't have to. You could rent a Camry.
You could even ask your boy for a car to borrow his car.
Something like get to me. I shouldn't even know that. I should have let the car work. Yeah, I should have known nothing. Like you should just be like. Okay, well, I'm not free this weekend. I'll be free the next weekend. Something. I shouldn't even know what's going on.
And that's like a specific. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes things happen.
Yeah, things happen, and that's fine.
So I can't, like, you know what I'm saying? I can't say, like, let's say I'm supposed to go on a date with this guy, and he got into a car accident. I can't be like, no.
That's different.
I can't say anything about that, because I'm like, okay, that's fine. We can reschedule.
Right.
Or he can tell me if he wants to.
The moral of the story. If she's not feeling you, don't take her out. That's it.
Or if you're feeling her or the person, whoever it is, just get it. Have a plan. Just have it together.
Girls like guys who are like have a plan.
You know why I say that? Either way, because if a girl was really feeling you, whatever issue you got, she's helping you out.
Yeah, but
on the first date.
I'm not about to give you funds to fix your car.
I met girls that did the most, and I wasn't even in a relationship with them. I'm talking about because they liked me. And I'm just there like that's crazy.
Those are the loyal ones.
Like sometimes some guys be settling for the worst. Like some girls, like literally they try to do the most. They be like, yo. I think I can get her, whatever. You try to pursue her, whatever. And it's like, she's not feeling you. She's going to give you a time of day because she's probably bored. When girls is bored, they make it seem like they'll make it.
Or don't want to be mean.
Very known that they want you, then they don't even want you. They just want to, you know, you're actually tickling their boredom. So they're like, okay, let's see what he really has to offer. If a guy actually went for a girl that's actually feeling him, he wouldn't be doing all that nonsense, to be honest. I guess, okay, for instance, right? You said, oh, how old?
Mm-hmm.
The guy was supposed to pick you up, whatever. If the girl was from the guy, she would have met him halfway.
That's true. That's what it depends, though. But like, you think that's like a thing to do on the first date?
If the girl's
from, you know, I don't, I don't mind. I've met. That's also a safety thing too. I wouldn't mind meeting you there or meeting you halfway. But yeah. Like the dude with the car, like you're not even. It just sounds like you're not even trying. Like, you know,
you gotta be a guy with substance.
Too. Girls like guys who are assertive and give you this.
You gotta be a guy that could be that have substance for her to do that too. That's another thing.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Like if, so, you know, if every 5 seconds you never have a concrete plan, I'm not about to.
Yeah, because it's like,
You
gotta, because the thing is, your effort shows your importance of her.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you don't have that much importance to her, you're not gonna have that much substance.
And it's gonna be reciprocated. I'm telling you, girls. If you give that energy, the girl's gonna reciprocate that and more.
Yep. With no problem.
But it's rare. In this generation, it's rare because girls are in this independent movement. So it's like for you to really, if you're not the girl's interest, you're already in the negatives. In the date.
Sometimes they just really don't know. That's the thing.
Some of the girls, they know. Girls know they flung the guy before you even talk. They have an interest. You have a spark them by how you look, how you move,
energy, something.
Yeah, they already pick on that. Girls pick on something that they like about you. Like you could be the ugliest nigga to her. But it's like if you got a certain swag to you that you have a certain confidence, she would be like, okay, he's ugly, but I can work with it.
Right.
Or he gives me this type of energy and all these guys not give it to me. So it don't matter what everybody else thinks.
That's another thing too. So it's like with dating and everything, if a girl's actually feeling you, if like the least thing you do, like you could take her out on the worst date, but if you make sure she have a good time, meaning like it could be everything bad could happen that whole day. Oh, your shirt got messed up. The food came out bad, whatever. But if you know how to improvise. Yeah.
Conversations, like the time was good. Like,
it's just this generation. That's what this generation lacks. Mm-hmm. You feel me? If one thing about us is like we're quick to replace. Some people you can't replace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some individuals you can't replace.
I saw what they're doing.
Talk about it.
You can't replace because sometimes it's like you some girls that you encounter, you go out and everything, they talk to you a lot of things about certain things that you never encountered. And then some guys they take what they get from that girl and try to do it with another girl.
It's not the same vibe.
It's not the same thing, yeah. That's why sometimes it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's a level of discipline and patience too, because you know. We're in a fast paced generation. It's a fast pace.
Yeah.
Because they think everybody's replaceable.
Yeah, and that's what social media like. Social media just got the relationships sometimes as a whole.
I feel like good and bad. Like people who let social media let that happen. If that makes sense.
They let social media run their relationship.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Like, they keep taking wrong information from people that they know too. Like, you can't take information from people that never. That's not your shoes.
That's why I told you. Like, that's why I even said the whole thing about the whole DM situation. Girls will say this and the third. You gonna jump the gun, but did you ask your man's?
Right.
This, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do that. You gonna look stupid.
Mm.
So en tout cas, bagaille bouleversé.
Bagaille compliqué.
Bagaille compliqué.
We make them complicated.
I said
people make them complicated.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I feel like maybe we've all had our moments where we,
of course,
ruined something good.
For sure.
Because so it's just, I don't know. Like, you know, when you go on social media and you see a quote and it's like, damn, like people like, okay, since y'all talk about relationships, you ever seen the couples that argue on social media but not talk like to each other?
No, I've never seen that.
I've
seen like famous people do that, whatever, like celebrities, like
Yeah.
I've seen real life people do that.
But I think, but I've seen it in a sense that, like, come see, one would send post a sub and then the other one
a subliminal post sub. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they talking to each other through the sub.
Yeah. But then they can't have that conversation with each other.
Lack of communication.
It's like,
beyond
like Instagram limit. Yep. You were dating Instagram.
Right. You don't have to put, and you also don't have to put, like, and then I be seeing people posting all their business on. I'm like, yo, what was the, like, why?
She was messing with sisters. She sent me the screenshots. Like, in the thing is, they think that people care. People are laughing at you. Like, right. Yeah, so she had that man. Look at her now. She looks dumb.
And then next week, they all back together, lovey-dovey and shit. Like,
yo, oh my God. You ever meet those people every week they post, I'm single?
Yo.
Open lock.
Get out of my face. Yo.
That thing is the most annoying thing ever.
So stupid.
Keep posting a lot.
One day you look at their bio, their boyfriend name is not in the bio. 2 days later, it's back up.
I'm not putting with the ring next to it. I'm not putting no my man's on no.
I'm not putting no ring until I'm married to somebody.
Not MySpace.
You remember when we used to have Kick and we used to put the date that y'all was dating as your name? Hell no.
Yo, bro. Okay, relax.
That's a drag.
Relax.
I'm not posting my. No, that's OD.
No.
In my bio. What?
I put that when I'm actually married, maybe.
Maybe let Mullion pop made it.
Right? Probably not.
For real.
The ring is enough.
I'm not posting that.
For me, the ring is enough.
What do I, what I, do I need to prove? Me. At the end of the day, that's my man. So what do I need to put on Instagram for? Hey, Lal Domi. Lal Domi.
I'm not doing that. When guys see that, they think it's a green light.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's a green light. I know how guys think.
And then they see, like, 1 week you take it off, and 1 week they're like, oh, it's trouble and pressure. Let me go and just do what I gotta do. Got it back a unit.
Once guys see, if girls start posting a guy to know whatever, blah, blah, it's because they know a situation's looking bad, but they try to make it look like, oh, we're still good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if it's bad, get off social media. That's it.
I'll go work on it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not dating Instagram. Take a break. You need to prove nothing to nobody. Like, who are
society.
These people?
Society.
Yeah, like, what's the point?
Oh, we good, though. We good. Nobody cares. Like, like,
I'm here to
we're
tell
good.
You right
nobody
now.
Cares.
At the end of the day, he knows where home. The one that I hate the most is, at the end of the day, he knows where home is. Oh, my God.
I don't care. I'm not killing. I don't care.
You couldn't make it their home yet?
I'm not killing. You're telling me, like, I'm killing. Thing.
Okay.
Bro, oh, my. Yo, that makes me so mad.
You know where home is.
At the end of the day,
he
know where
out,
home is.
But when you find out he's eating at somebody else's house.
Oui. You mean like I want to two places.
Which home?
Believe. Yep.
Which home?
Which home?
Listen. He knows where home is, but it's your job to keep him in that home.
Oui.
Okay.
He's got to want to stay in that home as well.
Yeah.
That's true.
Social media sometimes makes people not want to let go of relationships for the sake of social media. Bye,
girl, you don't understand. I posted like 5 cuffing pictures. I can't just take it down.
Oh.
Like, what? Just press X. There's a red X.
Remove. Oh, God.
Are you sure? Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
Tag. Yes.
That easy.
Uh-oh.
I'm fed backpack, never toothbrush. What's up?
And you're going to look mad, Tag. Just keep it for you. I'll post it.
I post this nigga every Monday.
Men Crush Monday.
I hate that, yo.
I Love Me Some Him by Toni Braxton.
I love that song, by the way.
I love that song too. I'm not even gonna lie.
I love playing
it. It's me and him against the world.
Yeah.
That just gives people opportunity to be in your business and talk
shit. People will laugh at you like, girl, he be outside.
And then people make comments, they don't even know what they're even talking about.
Nope.
It's like, I mean, he's not asleep. He can go out. Like, okay, you saw him out and...
Social media gives you like the most drastic things.
Always want to be police, no badge.
Do you think in a relationship, so like on social media, it'll be like wherever my man goes, I go too, or wherever my girl go, I go too.
You need to have.
I completely disagree with that.
This is my thing.
You need to have your own.
I tell her, just know. Whatever you don't want me to do, don't do it.
That's
what I say.
It's just about being
it's
respectful.
It's all fun and games too. I want to play embarrass too. Me.
That's it.
I say that all the time. It's all fun and games too. I want to play too. Make sure you don't ask me what to play. Because when I play, it's going to be bad.
Make sure the game is safe before you break them.
When I start playing, it's done deal.
It's just being respectful. You should have your own life, your own... Like, I hate people be all up under they man, too. Like, and then, like,
the type of bitches that... end up hating each other.
Yeah, the type of bitches that drop their friends because they got a man. Like,
and I hate them. I had a friend in that that did that to our friend group. And she just... Like, she's hanging out with us all the time. And as soon as she gets a man, I'm telling you, I live down the hall from this girl. Pa, j'aime well.
Girl, you don't understand.
And now that her man is looking up, oh, hey.
You know what's crazy? I'm telling my parents that clingy crap. Like, you know what grinds my gears? It's like when I see couples at restaurants on dates, and then they got to sit next to each other. Why?
What kind of date is you sitting next to the person?
Like, I swear, if I go on a date with a girl and she sits next to me, I'm gonna be like, yo, what's good with you? Like, sit across from me so I can look at you in the eye.
Damn.
Why you gotta call it your costume? Right. Like, what the hell?
that's all it would
be.
Can I breathe?
Literally.
I sit up.
I'm about to go to the bathroom.
I'm not gonna lie, I feel like if a guy's always... Right? Please don't leave me.
I'm gonna miss you.
Don't miss me too much. I need my face. I'm like, what the hell?
Give the person a chance to miss you a little. Jeez.
I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like if the more you in the person's face, they're never gonna get the time to sit and think like, damn, I really miss this, that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not gonna appreciate you because why are you always in their face?
Exactement.
My mom always says that. Pauvre mon après quelques jours, vous avez bagay pour raconter. My mom always says that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Have something new to talk about.
Yeah, like if you want to do everything together. Monsieur, if he wants to go take a shower, you sitting on the toilet. For what?
Oh no.
Why do you like the smell of that?
That's why I love my cousin and her husband. Like they go to like separate trips together with their separate friends. They do couple trips together. If they go out and in the same place, like they're never like stuck to each other. They'll be with their friends and then they'll come back. Like there's a song that they love and they'll come back to dance together and then they separate again. Like I like that.
Yeah, like during the day if we both working and stuff like that. Like, okay, now we know I look forward to talking to you. At the end of the day, I'm not about to text you.
Especially when you live with someone.
What you doing? What you doing? Like 50 times.
That's true.
Okay.
And it's like,
yo.
Huh?
What'd you say? No, my fault. I said that's so true. And it's like, especially the people that expect, especially like, your significant others that expect you to be there on the phone 24/7, text wise or on the phone call. And it's just like, yo, you gotta understand. I have a life of my own.
Right.
Why would you want somebody that don't do nothing?
Literally.
Why would you want somebody that don't do nothing?
I'm not gonna sit here by the phone 24/7. Like, come on.
Even though some days I don't mind being on the phone, like for like a couple of hours, stuff like that. But every day,
you're here and there.
The whole day.
I'm sweating. Who they been? Where's the video?
You're doing too much sometimes, man.
Natasha, I hate her. She's so funny.
Tell you something. Sometimes you gotta just, you know.
Sometimes you need to, like a simple text, like, hey, good morning. Like, what you about to do today? And then boom, and then later on.
Yeah. Or, you know, like a little, I'm not going to hold you, I do this. I'd be like, yo, good morning. I hope you have a safe, productive day, blah, blah. You know, hit me up later when you're free. That's it.
Yeah. And now they know that, like you know, the like you was on their mind.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And now they're not like, oh, me pop him, text me, good morning.
Yeah, because now they don't not text me either.
Do not text me, good morning, okay?
It. Smiles into the job.
Big facts.
Sweet.
There's guys that I take jobs without even getting hired.
You get it understudy.
They ready.
Because a lot of the times the girl is like majority girls. I'm telling you, girls have options. They choose to, you know what I'm saying, cut it out for somebody that they like. But best believe you don't do it right. Go on, Captain. You know, DM.
That's it.
Captain, you're so beautiful, pretty, to shine in the sun.
Everybody want to be a Shakespeare. Everybody want to be a Shakespeare, son.
You are not going to be my wife.
Be killing me, son. It really be killing me.
Yeah, so you don't do the job, somebody else going to step up. And y'all need to step up.
We already got to do what we're thinking about. Back up.
What did you say?
So we already got a backup.
That's cool, Tunde.
Wow.
Another person I'm ready to flirt with, okay?
Wow. The girls might, like, respectfully, though, girls will, like, put them on pause. Like, they're not going to touch them when they're getting serious with you. But best believe, if you don't act right,
once I like you, I like you.
They're going to go right back in that vault. Because I'm the type of girl, if I'm talking to you like seriously, I'm not answering no other DMs.
No, I'm not. Everyone is ugly to me. I don't want nobody else. Like,
Or like if we had functions and I'm talking to you, I'm dubbing every single guy at that. Yeah. I've done this before.
Exclusive. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, really, I think this, I mean, I'm speaking from a girl's perspective. When you're talking to a guy, that's when all the other guys well.
Yeah.
Hip hop jam existed.
Yeah.
Hip hop jam.
We don't even have to be exclusive yet. I like you that much, and we've been consistent doing whatever we're doing.
Nah,
I like you. Like all I see is you. All I like.
And
I don't.
If I like you, I'm dubbing everybody.
Everybody, quick. Unless it's somebody I know. That's like, no. No, like, unless somebody I know, like, I'm not gonna, like, not talk to the opposite sex because, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
If you try to talk to me on that type of timing, I'm not about to be. I'm about to be like,
No.
And I've done it before.
That is true. That's you know what you gotta do as a guy for a girl? She could definitely cut off whoever. But the thing is, you better be ready for everything that she. You know, because once you fuck up, the next guy is already on speed dial.
It's like you go to a bar, your man act up, you go to the bathroom. When you come back, all up moon after possible, go at bow. What you gonna do about it? El pat con di alamba la, chache el pao.
That's tough.
Wait.
But no, seriously.
Any rebuttals? That's uncurred.
Huh?
Any rebuttals, my brother?
No, sir. No rebuttal. No rebuttal.
No rebuttal.
We definitely had a good segment, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely was a good topic. Definitely. I love the point of views because it definitely shows, you know, because usually when we're on. Like season one, we was only, you know, it was always a guy's perspective, but because everybody was going crazy, yeah, we need some females, so you know, definitely respect me and Dashka for joining.
Of course.
You know, another thing is, I could tell I could add your handles, social media handles again, if you don't mind, so they can add you.
That's sure. Follow me at Style By Me. That's with an I. That's it. On Instagram, Twitter. I'm done. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's okay now. I wasn't sure. Okay. Follow me at Dashka 1320, but make sure you guys follow my business, Dash Medics. And yeah. Big time. Follow business fucking women.
Definitely support. You know, they're both doing their thing as young black woman in this day and age. You know, don't forget, follow Paula Shelby if y'all didn't. If y'all haven't, yeah, it's a big problem. But,
and pull up to the Diamond Screen Friday, July 31st. It's a legit, it's a movie. It's about
definitely coming. It's going to be a red carpet and all that, so you know.
Yes. I was gonna tell you. Send me the logo for Haitians of New York, please, so I can get y'all a flyer.
I got you. Most definitely got you.
Make sure makeup light on Flick, no fashion show, please. Thank you.
Check out her page so you can get some.
That's a fact.
I got you. So if you pull up to the fashion show, I got y'all with all the eye pigments.
Definitely gonna add all the details and everything. We're gonna add on the episode when we post it. Probably next 2 weeks. But definitely stay tuned. We have another episode coming soon. It's your boy Bell.
It's your boy Kirby. Oh, déjà connais.
Is Lit still here?
Lit clocked out. But
Lit is here. Get off dummy.
Lit clocked out. But you know, it's been real. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good night. Be safe.
Good night. Thanks for having me.
Definitely appreciate you guys.
Big fan.
Happy bow.
Boom.